I suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Hi, welcome to A Disused Yeti. I'm Risa Romano.
My name's Ken.
It's Ken Sider.
Oh, and I'm Warren
Jacobs.
I'm Warren Jacobs, yes.
Oh,
that's who I am.
And we're
he's super concerned about my name. Doesn't give a shit about his
it's
own
name. It's weird that he just does the Ken thing.
I am super classy like Madonna, okay? I got one fucking name.
In this way, every episode. To be honest, the fact that we keep saying our names feels repetitive at this point.
Yeah.
No, but
it's up at this episode.
Do they
yeah,
care?
But if you watch podcasts at all or listen to podcasts at all, they all do it. Everybody
That's
does
true.
It. Yeah.
You're a towel.
Anyway.
That's actually a callback joke to like the third episode we ever did.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we're going to be talking about monsters. Monsters and villains that we would like to see make a comeback.
I think Ken would be a really good villain. Look at the picture of him there. He'd be a really good villain. I mean, a little bit too much like Hagrid, but other than that.
I should be a companion. I'd be a great companion for the Doctor. There hasn't been an American one, has there?
Yes, there has.
There
right.
has? Oh, yeah. Yeah, but
a real American.
Exactly. A real, not a real
well,
one.
There was
not
Grace in the movie, if you count the movie.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
okay.
She would.
Yeah.
Although she was kind of a romantic interest, too, wasn't she? I mean, wasn't she sort of meant to be a romantic
yeah.
interest?
Yeah.
I still consider her a companion, though, even though she didn't really travel in the TARDIS.
Yeah, that's true, too.
She
yeah.
may have after.
Yeah. He could have come back and been like, here, let's go on some trips.
Let's
yeah.
go do some stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go to the zoo.
I wonder if Big Finish ever...
Do you think they would have gone to the zoo?
Why not? I'm sure there's a space zoo he goes to once in a while.
I'd be curious to see a space zoo.
Would they call it a space zoo? They wouldn't call it a space zoo. They'd just call it a zoo.
They might call it, like, intergalactic zoo.
Oh, that's maybe true. That's maybe true. Yeah, especially if you have a
yeah.
lot of different races come to...
Yeah,
yeah that's
like
true.
It could,
all right, that's
it
good
could
point.
Be like
that's good point.
Brainiac Zoo.
Yeah, that's
Remember
a good point.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Don't judge me.
Too late.
I'm not speaking to you anymore.
Wow, we went so far that
You're
way.
Inside.
It was like, I can't even see what the original topic was. What was
started.
That?
Monsters or villains that you would like to see?
Go, Ken. I gotta think about it.
Oh my God. I give you.
You know, I don't do any research. I kind of shoot from the hip.
I want to see the sleeping bag monsters from the Ark episode. Like
oh
they look
God.
Like they're monsters
yeah.
in sleeping bag or something.
Yeah.
I would like to see an updated version of that.
Yeah, that would be interesting, because seeing them try and update, it's a funny thing, because they can't make the monsters look different, but they're
yeah.
also trying to make them look scarier, and
yeah.
it doesn't usually quite work.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
They did that with the zygotes or whatever, like, they really updated them.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, they still did it where, like, no, it is the original guy.
But it still looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to see,
mean,
I forget what they're
better.
Called, but I want to see those guys. I call them the sleeping bag monsters.
Yeah, I don't remember. That'll work. I know.
Yeah.
I knew what you meant. Actually, as soon as
yeah.
I was like, "Yes, okay, yeah."
Yeah.
I would like to see some Yetis.
Yes. Or how about the Wampas
episode.
From Empire Strikes Back? Let's bring those guys in.
Or yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
But
That's
yeah, the Yetis were originally. They showed up in Great Intelligence episodes, and we have had the Great Intelligence come back. I'd be okay with or without it, but I think it makes more sense, because they weren't actually Yetis. They were being controlled by something that was, like, in them, and they were just, like, props, basically, and the Great Intelligence was making them move around, so they thought it was Yetis. It was actually some, like, space brain that was controlling things.
Okay, I think I remember that, yeah.
Doctors should also fight the space brains from Futurama.
Yes, there you go.
That'd be fun.
This is staying, like,
you,
sort of
isn't this,
with our crossover.
I was about to say,
yeah, this is now turned into a crossover episode for me.
Who are the potato dudes? The guys that look like big, giant like
the Zontarans.
There it is, Zontarans. Yeah,
they've been brought back.
No. But I mean, not recent. I mean, Capaldi hasn't. I think
he didn't fight them, but he had the one that he was like buddies with.
Yeah, but that guy's like too friendly. I want to see the Zontarans that are like
his bad guys.
Yeah, because they were actually kind of good bad guys traditionally. I mean, sort of. They look goofy, but at the same time, they kind of almost have like a Klingon feel to them. You know,
they
what I mean?
They should fight the Klingons. I'd like to see the Doctor go against Klingons.
I think the Roddenberry estate would have a problem with that.
They can bite me, okay? Fuck them.
Apparently, someone... I don't know if this is just BS, because apparently the sources aren't reliable, but apparently the BBC's maybe in hot water using a Lethbridge-Stewart relation.
A what?
What?
What did they use?
Because in the Christmas special,
it's
supposed to be like an ancestor of the Brig.
Yeah.
So apparently, like, they didn't have permission from the estate or something to use them.
Oh, of the original actor?
I guess so. I don't
know.
No
shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, they're not using him. They just mentioned
that. Well, and that's
them.
Their argument. They're like, well, we don't even technically know.
And they don't even technically even say that there's a relation, do they?
They don't. It's just
they
same
just
last
say,
name.
Hey, this is, yeah, this is a
and he's
like,
got the mustache.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
So they clearly, like,
hot water.
Maybe
what are they going to do? I mean, a
that
lawsuit
doesn't, seem,
doesn't
fair.
Seem like that's going to actually
They're not
go
using
anywhere.
The guy's likeness.
Yeah.
Like, if they were using his likeness,
yeah.
Like, what about when they did the Cyberman and the Cyberman was
that's
supposed
what I was
to be him?
Ask,
they
yeah.
were able to use Ben and Polly and the First Doctor.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
No, they
yeah.
don't get... No. Just no.
Yeah. So, yeah, if the relations of that particular actor are watching, Ken says no.
Yeah. Because they're probably watching.
I'm sure.
They're like one of our three viewers.
Like, if they were using his likeness and, like, they were digitally doing something to make him, like, dance around or something, I could see
that's
why they would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. But
totally,
no, just to mention a character who
was
a huge part of the
even,
show.
Yeah.
No, you can't complain about that.
Yeah.
If anything, be happy that, you know, people still remember the character that your father or whoever played.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other monsters.
Does anybody want to see the Weeping Angels? Like, I'm always really torn on the Weeping Angels.
I am
like,
very torn on the Weeping Angels.
I am not.
I love the original episode
exactly.
where they're there.
Yeah.
And
yep.
then, like, everything after that
they
is, like...
It's always been a little bit less for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's
I'm like, do I
shouldn't.
Want them to come back, or do I just want them to stay away forever now?
Yeah, they should stay away
But
forever.
Then I'm wondering, like, could a new showrunner actually do something interesting with them again?
How much do we know about their writing... So they've got like a writing room now.
They
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
So we know anything about their writers?
No, I know that
they're all taller than you.
I'm 5'9½", man. I don't know. I bet
yeah, they could all be shorter because British people are often shorter than Americans.
Ooh, I think he just got in trouble with the entire UK.
I'm just saying.
Why don't you just say they sound like they're gay too?
You said that. I wasn't going to say that.
Keeping in mind that none of this is being cut.
Oh, we'll cut it in post.
I'm not cutting anything. The point of these is I don't have to edit them. Monsters and villains.
I think we have more growth hormones over here, so like Americans are generally taller.
We're still on the taller.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by it now.
Okay, alright, fair enough.
What do you think angels if they could maybe, I'm wondering if maybe the problem is, like, when the Doctor is too involved. Because in Blink, the Doctor wasn't really involved. So maybe
yeah.
if they could do another something like that.
That's a good point. Yeah.
The other thing is they were about to bring them back in Class before Class got canceled. And I was
Class got canceled?
Against that. Yeah, they're not doing another season.
Oh.
I liked Miss Quill, but I don't know if other than that. I think they should use her. I think they should put her in something else.
Oh, that would be cool. To
even
have
Doctor
her,
Who, maybe.
Yeah, that would be cool. Have they ever done? I can't remember. Have they ever done vampires? I mean, like actual vampires. Like,
there was a classic episode where there were kind of vampires. It was the Seventh Doctor, I think. And then there was the new one where they were like fish monsters that were disguising themselves as vampires.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It sounds crazy when you say it.
When you say it out loud.
Fish monsters pretend to be vampires. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like fish monsters tend to do.
What's the episode with Seven?
I don't remember now.
Huh. Huh.
I'm not making this up, right? That was a thing? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. You'd think they'd do some generic stuff, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? They've done ghost stories. They, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be interesting to do something a little more...
I'd like them to do kind of like a very Dracula-esque style. Like very into Dracula. So if they could do like a sort of thing where like it's they're in Romania and...
Are you a Penny Dreadful fan?
I haven't seen Penny Dreadful yet. Oh, it's on my queue. Okay. In my queue.
Okay. You and I should talk about that then, because I just finished it like a couple weeks ago. And
it seems like, in a good way or a bad way?
Here's the thing. There's like really good moments and really fucking bad moments. I mean, it's like, it's almost like they had two sets of writers, and one set of writers really knew what to do with like the main characters, and the other set of writers not only didn't know what to do with the main characters, but like couldn't do anything good with the like secondary characters.
So it's uneven.
It's very uneven. Okay. Yeah, it's very uneven.
Three seasons?
Okay. Yeah. Eva Green is brilliant. Josh Hartnett, I didn't have a problem with, which I usually do. Timothy Dalton was fucking awesome. But the rest of them just all kind of sucked.
You mean Billy
Piper?
You guys all know this. I'm not a Billy Piper fan. And, yeah.
Well, I thought you weren't a Rose fan. There's a difference between not liking the actor and not liking the character.
I've really seen her in too many things.
Let me rephrase. You're right. Let me rephrase. You're right. She did a probably even better than adequate job. I didn't like what they did with her character. Much like I didn't like what they did with Rose. Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. So, yeah. All right. So, if Billy Piper is watching, which is very unlikely.
I just bring it up because it is a Doctor Who podcast.
No, you're right. Yeah. No, I just didn't like what they did with the character.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought her and Pretty Boy, Dorian Gray, they were just sort of there. There was really no reason for them to,
it's a really good idea. I'm frustrated that they didn't do something better with it.
Who
plays Dracula?
I was about to say, with the exception of Timothy Dalton, but even Timothy Dalton's kind of hot. They're all hot. The entire cast is hot.
Point, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
So it's like a CW show.
Yeah, it almost is like a CW show. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. What was your question? Some guy I've never seen before, but he was pretty good too, actually. Like I said, anyway, this is neither here nor there. I apologize. We're way off on topic. Yeah. The topic went way that way. I'd like to see Ken as a villain.
Why do you want me to be a villain so bad?
But what are other monsters? I'd like to see the clockwork droids from Girl
Oh, that'd be fun.
I thought they were real creepy.
Yeah, I thought
they were creepier when they had the masks on. But I thought that just the idea of that and the fact that they're like trying to take people parts to make their spaceship run was all twisted in a delightful way. And they were a Moffat creation as well.
And we've talked about this before. I'd like to see more alien worlds in general. So let's get an alien villain out there. You know, so I mean, hell, you know, there's a number of villains from the first, you know, 3, 4, 5 seasons that you could you know, absolutely, use and sort of, you know, change up.
I thought it was funny when they brought the Macra back for that one episode.
Yeah,
I was like, really? Why not?
Yep.
You can do that. You can take a one-off monster from any classic episode.
Oh, yeah.
Toss him in,
presumably. No, totally. Yeah.
What about the flat lady?
Oh, right.
Oh, Cassandra.
Yeah. That would
like,
be cool.
I'd kind of like to see before she got all...
When she was still a person.
She was a human, wasn't she?
We got some kind of flashbacks of that, but it would be interesting to see, like, kind of how, like, an origin story type thing, like, how she got that way.
And you could mix it in with Jack's character. What's he end up as? What's his called again?
The Face of Bo.
That's right, yeah. That would be cool.
Because I've got some questions.
And you wouldn't even need to use him. You could, I mean, you know, considering how much he changes, you wouldn't even need to use the actor.
Or for the love of God, throw John Berman in there for a couple minutes. No, it's true.
It's not like he's doing anything on Arrow.
Oh, has he left Arrow?
No. No, I'm just saying Arrow sucks so bad that it's just, it's not like he, you know.
I think if he was given the choice to, he'd go back and do it.
That'd be cool.
Bring back John Barrowman.
That'd be cool.
Or Jack. What about the Master and or the Ronnie.
I'd like to see the Ronnie.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
We never get to see Missy again.
That might be it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're done with Missy.
I never believed that the Master is really dead.
No.
So I think something will come back. Yeah. Something will come
but
back.
But I think it'll be a different...
It'll probably be a different...
Yeah, it'll be a different...
I really like her.
Although you never know, there's always ways for them to be, oh, well, this is like a different time that we just hadn't seen yet.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I told you, I really liked her. I really liked her on, as much as I can't stand the show, I really liked her on Gotham. Yeah, she was really great.
I think I had stopped watching at that point.
I stopped watching after that first
Somebody's told me I need to, like, catch up because it's actually gotten better.
No.
I'm so...
No, they're lying.
Are they? I mean,
whoever they are, they're lying. I can't believe it.
Are you current?
No.
Oh, well.
I stopped after the first season, but no.
Oh, shit, I watched more than you did then?
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, that second episode, I watched the second episode of the first season and went, fuck this, I'm done. I was furious.
You watched two episodes?
Huh?
Okay.
No, I watched the entire first season.
Oh, okay.
The first episode of the second season.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I went, fuck this shit.
I defend it in places. Like, there's one or two moments.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, no, and I think I mentioned this, I think I might have mentioned this on one of the podcasts. The episode where he meets the murderer of his parents. It's actually got Missy. Can't remember her name.
Michelle Gomez.
Right. And it's also got Tank Girl.
Yes, we've talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about this. And it was actually a really good episode. It was like, oh, this is such a shame because I can't watch any more of this. But this was actually good. Yeah. Yeah.
I might look up just that one
episode. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think
it was surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Any other monsters or bad guys?
Hmm. Warren, have you given any?
Kind of.
I said
Ken. Yeah, the potato guys.
They're called the Santarns, right?
I don't need real names.
I'm just asking because I'm trying to keep track. I'm bad with names too because I just said Flat Lady and then the Sleeping Mask.
That's a good point.
So I'm not criticizing you for that.
Okay.
But we
can
always figure it out. I don't know. Something in the closet. What were those like?
Weren't there like spider people at some point?
That's what I was thinking of, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would kind of be interesting. I'd like to see how they would update them.
Yeah.
The lizard people from. That are underground lizard people. What are they guys called?
Haven't we seen them a bunch of times?
Not super recently.
Silurian.
Yeah,
didn't we see them in this last season of Doctor Who?
Didn't we just see the chick?
I think
also the good guy, one of the good guys.
The last one we saw was... Oh, no, yeah, the last one we saw it was Madame Vastra.
Yeah.
She was in Deep Breath, and I think that... But I don't know that we've seen them since then. I don't know.
Are you whining?
She says, you're doing this thing and I'm bored and pay attention to me.
She is.
I'm a cat.
She wants her shoelaces. That's what she wants.
Alright, anyway, no one has any more monsters? Should we move on to the next?
Cat monster!
Cat monster!
Oh, the cat people from the...
Ooh,
yeah,
the cat people.
Yeah. Weren't they like leopards or something? Ooh, hello.
Oh, you're thinking of those cat people.
Yeah, aren't they the leopard guys from what is that, Seven?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of the ones that were like...
I was thinking of the nun nurses.
Yeah, I was thinking of those too.
Oh, I forgot about them, yeah.
They're interesting. And not totally bad guys. They're somewhere in the middle. They're like just aliens that sometimes are helpful and sometimes aren't.
Yeah. Okay. So that's fine.
They'll bring her back.
The potato people and the cat people.
Bring back the cat people with Cassandra and the face of Bow. Return to New Earth.
Well, you know what? And actually, that brings up a good point. Some of those early seasons had some really cool alien races and stuff that we never actually got a real explanation of. It's just like, oh, there's a dude that looks like.
But we didn't.
You know what I mean?
It was like, oh, they're aliens.
We're on a space station at the end of time or something. Yeah.
Let's see the tree lady again.
I liked her.
Yeah,
that'd
really be cool. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring tree lady back, or at least her people.
I love that she's just sitting on your backpack.
Oh, she's sulking now.
She's sulking. It's like those bastards.
So basically, we want, like, end of the world and New Earth. We want, like...
Yep.
sequels to this.
Yeah, we want to see some more of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Disuse Yeti?
Dun, 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 dun. That went on for almost 20 minutes.
Oh, jeez.